And now we have Celeste Moy on The Voice. Welcome, Celeste.
Hello. Thank you, Mike.
And how are you doing today?
I am doing well. It's a little cold in Austin, but besides that, doing great.
Yeah, it feels like Boston in Austin. Not good. All right, we'll dive right in. I've got three areas of questioning I want to conversate with you a bit about, but I'm going to ask you some very direct questions. So the first question is, it is now 2011, and if you had to predict what, looking back on 2011, what this year holds for product in our industry, what would you say?
Well, I think that our carriers continue to face a lot of the pressures that they had in 2010, which were, you know, the reserving pressures that they have to deal with, along with the low interest rates. Based on that, we can definitely expect to see more no-lapse guarantee price increases, both for universal life and survivor universal life. These products, you know, at one point were priced extremely well, very low premiums. So now at this time, the carriers are starting to have to increase those premiums to be more in line with the pressures that they're dealing with. However, on a good note, we're seeing our accumulation products become more competitive and also our carriers becoming more creative with their accumulation products. They're seeing the need to look outside of the box and find products that can be, you know, perhaps a no-lapse guarantee alternative, something that's priced better, that has good features, that may not extend, you know, to a lifetime guarantee like some other products, but that continues to offer the client's value from an accumulation perspective.
Okay, so she just predicted the future. 2011, we're going to see price increases with no lapse continue. We're going to see continued development, current assumption products. And so John Irvin is right, would you say? The migration will continue?
You know, I think it's a slow migration, and it may not be a full migration. Some still may stay on the no lapse guarantee side of the world, but I think that the pressures of the market are moving a lot of people to have to look outside of these no-lapse guarantee products. And with accumulation products also comes more responsibility. There's a lot more monitoring of policies and ensuring that everything is, you know, functioning properly. So I think it's also a mindset of knowing that, you know, we've sold a lot of no-lapse guarantee. It was easier. It's a product that you can almost, you know, set it and forget it. Whereas with accumulation products, there's a lot more work involved. And I think that that's kind of with slowing down this migration.
I'll be sure to tell John to consult you, because his migration theory, I think he thinks it's moving faster than you do, but I'll leave that for you two to figure out. All right, let's move on to the carrier lineup. You know, I know you see the full landscape of life insurance companies that NFP does business with, but I want you to zoom in on our core carriers, for instance, and let's just focus on the 9 companies in our lineup. So I'm going to mention a company, and you're going to tell me what you feel about them from a product standpoint, okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's start with John Hancock.
John Hancock currently has one of the best priced current assumption products with their new Protection UL 11 that they recently launched. They're actually priced anywhere between 5 to 15% lower than the least expensive current assumption product. So they're definitely very competitive in that market. Along with that, they really want to compete with the same product in the no-lapse guarantee world. So they have primary guarantees within this product that extend well beyond life expectancy in many cases, obviously depending on the client's age and risk class. So this product is being positioned as a no-lapse guarantee alternative. If the client is comfortable with a shorter guarantee but is looking for that cash value flexibility, then this is a really good product for them.
Very good. All right. Pacific Life.
Pacific Life is focused on their IUL products. They started off the year by introducing 2 new index options to their lineup. They added a 2-year account, and they also added a 1-year international account. They've told us that they're focused on their IUL products, on making them even more competitive than they already are. And within our index lineup, they're definitely one of the strongest, if not the strongest, of all the index carriers that we have.
ING.
ING has also, you know, committed to their IUL market. They recently released the global product in 2010. They released this product. They've now added a variable loan option to this product. So they're focused on improving what they currently offer. They have some tough competition out there with carriers like Aviva and Pacific Life, but I think they'll continue to work on this product to make it stronger. Additionally, they're still strong in the UL and LG space. That product is really good, looks very good for guarantees that extend to lifetime, so I would continue to look at that product. And I think there's some good products that are going to be released in 2011 with ING.
MetLife.
MetLife is committed to their whole life market. They are strong in the no-lapse guarantees, probably below age 60 right now. But besides that, they're really focused on their whole life. They recently released a new whole life product named Promise Whole Life. And to that, they added a rider named Flex Term Rider, which is a rider to blend term into the policy to lower the premium. So now this is going to allow them to compete with some of those larger companies like Northwestern Mutual, Guardian, and Mass Mutual, and really have a premium that falls in line with these competitive companies.
Sun Life.
Sun Life has made some interesting changes. We know that they have exited the no-lapse guarantee market for the time being. And what it seems like right now is they're focusing on their executive space and also their variable space. They're really talking about VUL with no-lapse guarantee. And of the core carriers, they're definitely in the top three products when it comes to competitiveness. So here you're going to have a no-lapse guarantee product, essentially, because it's a VUL with a lifetime guarantee. So you're going to have that guarantee, but you're also going to have really good cash returns. So if your client can look beyond those somewhat higher premiums and focuses on the cash value growth, it really is great.
AXA.
AXA has a very strong product named Athena UL. It's a lot like the John Hancock Protection UL in that it offers those long primary guarantees. AXAs are a little bit shorter to around age 90. The great thing about the AXA product that differentiates it from the John Hancock is the cash value growth. It has great cash value within the product, great returns for your client. So if there's somebody out there that's looking for some guarantees, wants some protection, but ideally wants cash value within a contract, that product is perfect. They are also very competitive in the variable space. If you look at a product for income distributions, maybe to supplement your retirement, AXA has one of the strongest products in the market.
Nationwide.
Nationwide is also very competitive in the no-lapse guarantee market. I would say their niche are shorter guarantees, maybe to age 90, age 100, and that's going to hold true both for their UL and their SUL product. They also have a very competitive VUL that offers that extended no-lapse guarantee option, and they tend to be the top one of the top two carriers when it comes to these cases where you're looking at a VUL and adding that guarantee.
Aviva,
also a very competitive index carrier. Pretty much every single one of the products currently in their lineup is index. I would say that one of the places that they shine is their survivorship product. They have the index survivorship UL, which can be used as a true index product, but can also be used as a no-lapse guarantee product with a rider. Once you add that rider, it acts just like a no-lapse guarantee. It has competitive premiums that fall in line with some of the other carriers that are out there that we tend to compete with very often. And I think the best differentiator between this product and other survivorship products is the cash value growth. Since it is an index product, you're getting that no-lapse guarantee on the guaranteed side, but you also have access to great cash within a survivor product because it is an index product.
Okay, last carrier in the lineup, which is a provisional carrier, American General.
American General will be releasing a new product named Secure Lifetime GUL, which will offer even more competitive premiums than they have now with their no-lapse guarantee. If you look at their no-lapse guarantee, it's already well-priced. Well, they're decreasing their premiums in a lot of the key areas. And they're also focusing on the guaranteed cash value. So this product is going to have strong guaranteed cash value, which is different from most products out there. Generally, no-lapse guarantee products are not focused on cash. This product will, and it'll be on the guaranteed side. So I think that'll be an exciting release for them, something to look out for, and definitely something to look at when you're looking at no-lapse guarantee.
Boy, Celeste, you are even better than I thought. You know, we didn't rehearse that. That wasn't planned. That was just kind of a little word association game I came up with right here in the studio. So For the listening audience, I think the moral of that story is she's a wealth of knowledge. You should feel very comfortable that she's in command of our product resources, our tools, and our information. And she's definitely got her ear to the street and knows what's going on at each one of these companies. Celeste, last question I want to ask you, and it's really not a question, it's just I want you to comment on what kind of messaging you're going to bring at the conference. You're going to have a breakout, and what people need to understand about what you have available and what your area produces every day for the benefit of firms.
Absolutely. As far as the conference, we'll be looking at the competitive landscape of the life insurance world, so digging deeper into the pressures that our carriers are facing, talking about some of these new products that have been released that our firm should really be focused on, telling them how to position them to their clients, and looking at some alternative ways of positioning products in this difficult market. As far as what our area here can deliver every day, we have some phenomenal resources that I definitely encourage everybody to tap into. We have Product Expert, which has so much information. We benchmark over 92,000 rates within that. We have a lot of grids that contain feature information. I would say that about 95% of product-related questions can actually be answered with Product Expert. It just has so much information. With that said, we will be adding even more information in 2011. Our goal is to tweak the existing benchmarks that we have, expand them depending on the solve, maybe add more ages, add more risk classes, just make them even more capable of answering all the questions that are out there as far as product. And something really exciting to us is that we will be adding indexed universal life to our benchmarks. It's been quite a process for us to find a way to compare index in a fair manner, in an apples-to-apples manner, if you want to call it that. And we think that we finally found a way that we're comfortable with. So we should be adding that right before Spring Conference, so we're very excited about that.
Well, Celeste, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. You are a wealth of knowledge, and we are glad you are on our team.
Thank you very much, Mike. I definitely appreciate the time, and thank you for all your great compliments.
All right, thanks.